The Gemara in Bamitzio, Daf Nun Tes, Samad Aleph tells us, Noyech leila odom sheyapal atzmo ila kivshon eish, val yalbin pnei chavere biradin. It is better if a person would throw himself into a fiery furnace than go ahead and humiliate his friend in public. And the mekor of this statement of the Gemara is the story of Yehuda and Tamar. Where Tamar dressed up as a Zoyna and was solicited by Yehuda for her services, and she felt that she needed to have the mitzvah of Yibum fulfilled, and she presented herself as a Zoyna, and in that way they had Bia. And again, she was willing to endure becoming Mechuyiv Sreifa and being burnt to death rather than publicly reveal that Yehuda was the one that impregnated her. And the end of the story was that Yehuda Lamaisa did concede to the fact that it was him who impregnated her. And Lamaisa, she wasn't killed by the Eish. But the Gemara learns from her conduct that it's better that a person suffer death and go into a Kivshon Eish, go into a fiery furnace, rather than commit this terrible Aveira of publicly embarrassing someone. And that's why Tamar was willing to endure Sreifa, endure the pain of being burned to death, rather than humiliate Yehuda publicly. And that's the source of this statement, that it's better to throw yourself into a Kivshon Eish rather than be Mevayish Pnei Chaver B'Rab. Now the truth is that there's a very fundamental Machlekes Rishonim regarding the nature of this Gemara. Does this Gemara mean an actual Halacha? Is this to be taken literally, that it's better to throw yourself into a furnace than commit the Aveira of being Malbim Pnei Chaveri B'Rabim? Is it Taka Halocha L'Maisa? Is this a Aveira that's considered Yehorig V'Yavla, that you're supposed to get killed rather than commit this Aveira of embarrassing someone publicly? Or is this just a matter of Agavita, it's just a matter of stressing and emphasizing the terrible severity of this Aveira? But Avada, it's not to be taken in the literal sense that it's better to get yourself killed rather than be mevayish pnei chaver b'rabim. So this is actually a machlokes rishonim. Tosfos in Maseches Sota Daf Yud actually asks why this iser of embarrassing someone publicly is not part of the list of averis that have the status of being yehorig v'yavar. We know that in general the rule is v'chai b'hem v'lo yishayomus b'hem. If a person's life is at stake, he should commit an Aveira rather than give up his life. And as we know, there are three cardinal Aveiras that are the exceptions to the rule. And regarding these three Aveiras, the halacha is Yehorig V'Yavar, rather get killed than violate these Aveiras. And as we know, these Aveiras are Shvichas Domim, murder, Givi Arayis, and Aveidah Zara. And regarding these three Isurim, you're supposed to rather get killed than be Oivir in the Aveira. Asks Tosfos, there's another Isur that should be included in this list, and that is the Isur of being Mevayish Pnei Chaver B'Rabim. The Gemara over here says, in Bamatzia Daf Nun Tes, that it's better to throw yourself into a furnace, it's better to have yourself thrown into a furnace than commit the Aveira of embarrassing someone publicly. And this too should be in part of the list of Yehorig V'Yavar Dika Averis, and for some reason it's not part of the list. Azoy Frecht, Tosfos. Zok Tosfos, we only include in the list the Averis that have a din of Yehorig V'Yavar and are Mefurish Bekra. They're explicit in the Pasuk. Only such Averis do we include in the list of Yehorig V'Yavar. This Aveira of Mevayish Pnei Chaveri B'Ram is not Mefurish B'Kra, and therefore it's not included in the list of Aveiras that have the status of being Yehorig V'Yavar. It's Mevur from Tosfos that the Halacha is Taka, to be taken literally, that the Din is Yehorig V'Yavar, even with respect to this Isser of being Mevayish Pnei Chaveri B'Ram. And this is Taka, a literal Halacha that we derive from this Gemara. And that's why Tosfos had the Kasha that it should be part of the list of Yehorig V'Yavars. And Tosfos answers that it's not Mefurish B'Kra, so it's not included in the general list of Yehorig V'Yavars. But Tosfos is Mevur that he holds that it's Taka, a halacha of Yehorig V'Yavar, when it comes to the Aveira being Mevayish Pnei Chaver B'Rabim. Rabbeinu Yoina in Shari Tshuva is also mavur like this. The Rabbeinu Yoina holds that the halacha is yahor gval yaver when it comes to this avera being mevayish bnei chaver v'rabim. Because again, Rabbeinu Yoina learns this gemara kipshutoi that it's better to get yourself killed rather than be mevayish bnei chaver v'rabim. So why is it not included in the list of averas that have the status of being yahor gval yaver? Says Rabbeinu Yoina, different teretz. Because this Avera of Mevayish Pnei Chaver B'Rabim is a corollary, is an accessory, is an abizrayu de Shvichas Domim. It's a part and parcel of the general category of Shvichas Domim, of murdering someone. Because when you embarrass someone publicly and he starts to turn red, his blood is draining from his face, and that is a manner and method of killing the person. And the reason why it's a Harg Val Yavar when it comes to being Mevayish Pnei Chaver B'Rabim is because you somewhat have killed him. You have killed him in some form, and that's why it's not included in the list as a fourth Aver of Harg Val Yavar, because it's part of the general rubric of Shvichas Domin. So that's the Shita of Rabbeinu Yoina, that Avada, again, that Din is Harg Val Yavar, and it's Abizrayu the Shvichas Domin. That's why it's not included in the list of Harg Val Yavar, because it's included in the Isser of Shvichas Domin. However, even though both Rabbeinu Yoina and Tosfos assume that this Gemara is to be taken literally, that there's a din yahor gval yaver when it comes to the Avera of Malbim Pnei Chaver B'Rabim, the Shita of the Meiri is that it's only an Agadta Gemara, and the Gemara does not mean that the actual halach is the yahor gval yaver. And according to the Meiri, the Gemara is just trying to stress the severity and the stringency of the Isra of being Mevayish Pnei Chaver B'Rabim, but Avada, when it comes to giving up your life, rather than doing this Avera, you're not mechuyev to give up your life, and Adrabba, it's also for you to give up your life. So according to the Meiri, this Gemara is not to be taken kipshutoi, and Avada, there's no din yahor gval yaver when it comes to this Avera of being malbim pnei chaver b'rabim. Now there's a very yesodistic machlekes achronim as to the nature of this Issa. What's pshat in this Issa? What's the gedder of this Issa? The Shvus Yaakov discusses the following shaila. What if you have a baby? What if you have a case where the person being embarrassed publicly doesn't feel the emotional pain and humiliation of your words? But Lamaisa, you are embarrassed, you're saying something embarrassing about him in public. Is there a din of Malbum Pnei Chaver B'Rabim or not when it comes to such a busha? In other words, it's a person, let's say, that's very young and therefore doesn't care. Or let's say a person that really has a low self-esteem and publicly embarrasses himself. He wouldn't mind if you embarrass him in public because he is constantly doing that to himself. And for Kert, he's perfectly okay with you saying something about him, Barabim, that might cause anyone else in this place to be embarrassed. But he personally doesn't get embarrassed. Are you over on the Isser of Malbim Nechaver Barabim in such a case or not? So this is a machlokes. The Shvus Yaakov assumes that there's no Isser. Because the entire Isser, at least according to Rabbeinu Yoina, is that it's an abizrayu de shvichas domim. It's like a form of killing the person because you cause him pain, and it's based on the emotional pain and humiliation that the person feels with your words being said b'rabim. That's why it's an abizrayu de shvichas domim. It's like you're killing him because of the pain that he feels as a result of your words. Mamela, if he doesn't feel any pain, if he's not embarrassed, if let's say he's a baby, or let's say he's a person that always embarrasses himself, he doesn't mind being embarrassed in public because he doesn't feel embarrassed, then you wouldn't be over on the Isser of being Malbim Pnei Chaver B'Rabim. As I said, the Shvus Yaakov, the Maaseh, the Primi Gadol Matevas Goyim disagrees, and he's Machmir, and there are Achronim that seem to disagree, and they seem to hold that no, the Isser applies even if the person being embarrassed does not mind that you're saying these words about him in public, because he doesn't feel embarrassed with your words. Rabbi Chanan, as well, is mavur that he holds that the Isser applies regardless, even if the person is not embarrassed by your words. And he brings an example of this machlekes, and he says, what if the guy gives you specific reshus to say these words in public? He specifically goes ahead and authorizes you to say these words in public, before you go ahead and you do so, are you over on the Isser of Malbim Pnei Chaver B'Rabim? Rabbi Chanan assumes in Kai B'Shirim that you're over the Isser of Malbim Pnei Chaver B'Rabim. V'haraya, says the Kovet Shiurim, we find the concept of Kovet Abrius when it comes to a mace. Now, Kovet Abrius, the dignity and the honor of a dead person is not something that he necessarily feels. Pashtos, if you have some embarrassing situation that occurs to a mace, it's not something that actually causes him emotional pain. And nonetheless, we find there's an Indian of Kovet Abrius when it comes to a mace. So Vayik says, even if the person is not going to feel the emotional pain, he's not going to feel the humiliation, it would still be usur to say something embarrassing about him, v'rav. Lamaisa, the Pnei Yeshua has a different hesber for the isur of Ma'al Pnei Chavayir v'rav, and according to the Pnei Yeshua's understanding, it would be very logical to assume, Taka, that the isur applies even though the subject of your word does not feel emotional pain and does not get embarrassed by your words. Zokter Pnei Yeshua, the isur has nothing to do with the subject of your words. The isur has nothing to do with the emotional pain that is involved in your words being said about the person Barabbas. Rather, what's the gedder of the isur? What's the nature of the isur? Says the Pnei Yeshua, the isur is be'etzem, saying words about a tzelem lekim that are degrading. Disrespecting the person's Selam Elikim and degrading the person's Selam Elikim, that is inherently what the Isser is all about. And therefore, even if the person doesn't feel emotional pain, is not embarrassed by your words, is not humiliated by your words, the Etzem fact that you said disrespectful words about another human being, about a Selam Elikim, is something that inherently is Osir, and therefore it's Osir even if the guy authorizes you to say it. Even if he doesn't feel embarrassed by it, Lamaisa, you said something degrading Barabim about someone who is a Tzelem Elikim, and that's the Geder of the Isser. So it turns out that there's a whole list of Nafkuminas that would emerge from how we understand the Isser. Is the Isser, like the Shavuos Yaakov assumed, based on the emotional pain felt by the person being embarrassed? And that would be very understandable according to the Sheet of Rabbeinu Yonah that it's a Abizurayli Shvichus Domim. It's the embarrassment and the humiliation and the pain that the person feels. And therefore, in a case where he doesn't feel pain, the Isser not necessarily would apply. Mashenkin, according to Pnei Yeshua, it's not mitzad the subject of your words, it's mitzad the etzem medaber. When you say something disrespectful about someone who's a Tzelem Elikim, that is inherently something that's Osir, and something that is degrading about someone who has a human dignity, and that's why it applies even to a mace. So, Akupanim, this is the Machlekes, and this is perhaps the Nafkamina, the case where, let's say, the person won't feel embarrassed by your words, such as a baby, or a person doesn't mind being embarrassed, or having words said about him, but rather that for most people would be embarrassing.